Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Thursday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Volkswagen exits partnership with autonomous driving technology company Aurora. Aurora reportedly rejected a Volkswagen acquisition approach last year, preferring the freedom to work with multiple car makers. Aurora recently entered an agreement with Fiat Chrysler to develop commercial autonomous vehicles. Volkswagen is in partnership talks with Ford's self-driving unit Argo AI. Apple joins the Cloud Native Computing Foundation as a Platinum End User member. The classification denotes heavy use of open-source cloud-native technology. Other top-level members include GitHub, Box, Atlassian, Reddit, and Linux Foundation. Apple will also take a seat on the Cloud Native Computing Foundation governing board. Uber Technologies said it will use Australia's second largest city, Melbourne, as a first international test site for the group's planned flying taxi service. The US ride-sharing firm had previously chosen Dubai as its first test site outside the United States for its Uber Air service, but reopened its request for proposals last month after launch delays in the Middle Eastern city. Uber said on Tuesday it will begin flights of the pilotless aircraft in Melbourne and US cities Dallas and Los Angeles in 2020 before commercial operations begin in 2023. Google will now allow iPhone and iPad owners to use their Android security key to verify sign-ins, the company said yesterday. Last month, the search and mobile giant said it developed a new Bluetooth-based protocol that will allow modern Android devices to act as a security key for two-factor authentication. Since then, Google said 100,000 users are already using their Android devices as a security key. Since its debut, the technology was limited to Chrome sign-ins. Now Google says Apple device owners can get the same protections without having to plug anything in. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.